I read this passage from Matthew's gospel and I'm puzzled. What does Jesus mean when he says, not peace, but a sword? This is a challenging study. I had to sit with it for a while. And my focus kept going to what Jesus says before this piece of scripture, and then what he says after. So your homework is to read that again, or even now, as we discuss it. All right, one of my favorite movies growing up was the movie Brian Song. It had many things in it that I liked. Football, friendship, joking around, and family. It was also the first movie that I can honestly say made me cry. Not just tears, but real, I don't care that my brothers can see me kind of crying. The movie was based on the book written by the NFL great running back, Gale Sayers. He played for the Chicago Bears from 1965 to 1971, and he wrote a book about those years, leading the league in rushing yards, going through several serious injuries, and then his comebacks. His family and his deep friendship with his fellow player, Brian Piccolo. The name of Sayers' book is I Am Third. This is reference to his life creed. The Lord is first. My family and friends are second. And I am third. Gale was positioning God in his life. But what about that sword? In chapter 10 of Matthew, Jesus is teaching his disciples, instructing them, and preparing them for what they're going to be facing when they go out and begin their own ministries in extension of Jesus's. Their journeys will be filled with challenges. Things will change. Norms will be questioned and challenged. Family members will argue and disagree and then separate. Because their message was that the kingdom of God is at hand right now. And to love your neighbor without exception. You have heard this, but Jesus says this. A ministry that is based on this crazy idea that God is on earth as one of us. The word sword appears in the Bible 406 times. 373 times in the Old Testament, and only 33 times in the New Testament. And we're not surprised by this, are we? There was lots of warring and battles during the history that is told in the Old Testament. Paul in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 describes the word of God as alive and active and sharper than any sword. Paul acknowledges that it can penetrate and divide. This is the type of sword I believe Jesus was describing. The Word of God that will penetrate and divide families. Because some will believe and some will not. We have an Old Testament example of a family divided. Sarah tells Abraham to send away her servant Hagar and her son by Abraham, Ishmael. Abraham has positioned God high in his life, and God speaks to him, telling him not to be displeased, for his son from the servant woman will become a leader of a nation. Abraham sends Hagar and his son away with bread and water for their journey, knowing that it will not last. What is our example of this today? Is God first in our lives? We argue with our family members and our friends and our enemies about serious matters, about words. And the words we can sometimes use can cut and divide. But when we celebrate the birthday of a grandchild and give thanks and praise to God for this wonderful gift, when we honor our niece for graduating from college, when we argue with our in-laws, and before we go to bed, we pray for them. You are placing God and others before yourself. And as Paul says, great is God's love for you. A sword appears again in Matthew later on, towards the end of Jesus' ministry in chapter 26. Jesus is seized in Gethsemane, and one of them with Jesus draws his sword and cuts off the ear of the high priest's slave. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, this person with the sword is one among them. But in the Gospel of John, this disciple is named as being Peter. And we're not surprised. Of course it's Peter. Peter, the strong and stubborn, the fiercely loyal friend of Jesus. One disciple who would be energized by Jesus' early instructions and mention of the sword and of challenging the norms and questioning authority and accusing those who were corrupting God's temple and word in public. But Jesus says to Peter, put your sword back in its place, for all who draw the sword will perish by the sword. Jesus is saying, not that kind of sword, Peter. Jesus says, everyone who acknowledges me before others, placing God first, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. Whoever loves family and friends more than me is not worthy of me. Family and friends are second. And from today's psalm reading, keep watch over me, your faithful servant. You, O Lord, are good and forgiving, and great is your love toward all who call upon your name. I am third. Position God first in your lives. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen.